answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I'm watching this right now, and it does seem like this crowd is getting more violent and pushing back, and it's certainly not what we would call free speech. These are people that are deliberately provoking law enforcement, trying to have a confrontation, and you can tell just by their, you see the signs in the background of open borders and other things like that. These are people that are determined. They don't care about the conditions of where people are being housed. That's a pretext because they want open borders and amnesty. And I think when you look at this, the big picture that I think is the worst part of this all is you have J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, and instead of saying ICE has a legitimate law enforcement function and they should be respected, he is on the side of these rioters, and I'll call them rioters because they seem to be getting violent, and on the side of people that are trying to prevent ICE from doing a legitimate job, which is, in fact, enforcing laws passed by Congress. And, it's also funny when you think about this week and you see these protests and you saw the numbers out of Chicago, the Operation Midway numbers, how much crime went down.
You're right. How much crime went down because we were beginning to gather these people up. Pritzker will take claim when it's appropriate. He will not take any blame for anything, but he will take claim. I'm telling you, this is like a sucker fish. It sucks on and it hangs on until it finds some other parasite to grab. This is what J.B. Pritzker is. He's a parasite upon the Illinois citizens and their livelihoods and their safety and their security. And you know why? It's in his DNA. It's in his DNA to take whatever issues you have and, quote, fix them, which means he's not fixing anything. He's opening this up for more and more activities to take place. There you had a case, as you were hearing. He's standing there to the side, encouraging his own law enforcement, do not assist in arresting these illegals. What kind of law enforcement is that? And may I answer that? I raise a question. Can I answer it? Yes, Larry, what's your answer? It's BS. That's what it is. There is no law in order. Now, if he wants to prove to me that these are all good people, and many of them might well be, I'm not going to deny that. I'm not going to say they're all gangbangers, but we know enough of them have been convicted of crimes and continue to be convicted of crimes, and I want him to tell me I will take all of them into the mansion. They can come share the bedrooms with me and my family. Larry, what the hell are you drinking today? It's pretty good. It's pretty good. If I have any left over, I'll share it with you. Pritzker's not going to do anything like that. Pritzker's not going to do anything to alleviate the suffering of his people. J.B. Pritzker and those alike, they just simply looking for a cause. It doesn't even have to be a good cause. And that's the frightening part about it. They don't need anything at all to say, well, this shouldn't happen. No, they're going to do what they can every step of the way. You've got people like Pritzker, and you got those around him that simply want to stand in the way of law enforcement and protect them, prevent them, I should say, from doing their job. Years ago, I delivered, and I was honored to do so, the keynote speech for a graduating class. It's been several years ago. I don't know what happened to those officers. I don't know if they're all still on the force. Some might have retired by now. But I'm sure that I made it clear to them that they have a duty to serve and protect. Serve. That's a big word that often gets forgotten. Their job is to serve people in need. That would be American citizens right now when they're being threatened by illegals. Thank you, J.B. Pritzker and Joe Biden. You let them into the country. You're not serving the American public. You are, in fact, making it tougher for them. And you don't really care, do you? You don't. You don't because you're going to make it happen the way you want it to happen, and that is total anarchy. Some of you out there, you're getting a little upset over this. Well, you should be. They're preying upon your children and your children's children. I don't see them approaching the governor, glad handing with him, sitting down for a bowl of rice and beans. If he does, it's a straight photo op to make it look like I'm just like you. You are nowhere near them. You as a multi-billionaire, probably the last time you ever even thought of beans and rice is because it got spilled on the Mexican plates that you happen to walk into. What's this? That's beans and rice. Oh, okay. And then, of course, we had the issue, not only what they're doing, but what else is coming. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, U.S. Hour number two, I should say. Hour number two, Larry Connors, USA, where we are here now on September 17, 2025. And reminding you, we have our food drives underway. Various locations, Chris's Pancake Houses, Bartarino's, and also all the Michael's flooring outlets and outside our own studio. Non-perishable goods, please. Unopened, good cans. Bring them by. You will help make someone thankful for this Thanksgiving. They might not have anything else at all. I'm reminded of a story. It's a heartbreaking story. This guy gets, every year, his boss gives him a big turkey to take home. That's very nice. I mean, 25, 30-pound turkey to take home. So somebody decides to pull a trick on this guy. And they take his 25, 30-pound turkey and they fill it with a bunch of junk, just trash and stuff like that. So it weighs about 25 or 30. Wrap it up again. This gentleman is riding the bus home. And he's listening to this guy next to him saying, you know, I really wish I could provide for my family this year. We're not going to have much to eat. We'll make sure the kids get something, but it's just been a tough year. How many of you can understand that? Things just suddenly hit all at one time and you don't have anything. And the last thing you want to do is deprive your children. This man who had his Christmas turkey from work thought, you know, we have other things at the house. I'm going to give this to this man. He gave him the gift all wrapped up as a turkey. Said, here, take it home and enjoy. Really? Really? Yeah, take it home and enjoy for you and your family. He did. Guy gets off at the next stop. The bus goes on four or five more stops, and then this guy gets off and goes into his house. He gets a phone call from the friend of his at work, laughing hysterically. Hey, how'd you like the joke I played on you, huh? Pretty funny, huh? I said, what are you talking about? Well, I took all your turkey and everything. I filled it with a bunch of junk, threw it in there. What? There's no turkey in there. It's just a bunch of crap and junk I threw in there together. The man that gave that turkey to the man to feed his family is thinking, how am I ever going to face this man? Will I see him again and apologize and make good on it? Odds are he's not. Somebody's idea of a little prank joke goes south in a hurry. Well, Larry Connors USA, as you remember, you always are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. So there's one piece of education. Don't pull crap like that on people and then leave them hanging the bag thinking that they actually have done something to help someone and you set them up. And then we also have the tragedies that continue to unfold. This one out of Texas where once again ICE agents swooped in and, thank God, saved some children.
Breaking news out of Dallas, Texas, just this morning. FBI and local police in Dallas have been working hand in hand on a child predator list, and they have arrested 244 predators, taking them off the street. And in that, they have found over 100 missing children. This was a trafficking ring, has been going on for quite some time. The FBI and the local police are reporting now that this is just the beginning. And we all know it's just the beginning. This is a sickness in this country. This is a sickness worldwide. And I don't know about you. And I'm grateful that there was 109 children and that 244 men were arrested in this. But I can't stop thinking how many more are out there unaccounted for.
Yeah, unaccounted for. They may be alive. They may be barely alive. They may be dead. Thank you, Joe Biden. You're the one who opened the gates to hell, and all these children were brought in to be used, abused, and treated like sex slaves. How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night? Former CIA agent says it's just appalling.
I'm watching this right now live, and it does seem like this crowd is getting more violent and pushing back, and it's certainly not what we would call free speech. These are people that are deliberately provoking law enforcement, trying to have a confrontation, and you can tell just by you see the signs in the background of open borders and other things like that. These are people that are determined. They don't care about the conditions or where people are being housed. That's a pretext because they want open borders and amnesty. And I think when you look at this, the big picture that I think is the worst part of this all is you have J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, and instead of saying ICE has a legitimate law enforcement function and they should be respected, he is on the side of these rioters, and I'll call them rioters because there seem to be getting violent, and on the side of people that are trying to prevent ICE from doing a legitimate job, which is in fact enforcing laws passed by Congress. And
You know, what's also funny when you think about this week and you see these protests and you saw the numbers out of Chicago, the Operation Midway numbers, how much crime went down.
How much crime went down? Again, we wondered you hear that again, because crime has gone down when they actually take action. When they take action. Problem is, are they taking action enough? Well, mommy of the New York City mayor's position knows that BB wants to come to the U.S., and he says, oh, yeah, I want him to come here. You know why? He wants him arrested.
Now listen to this. New York City Councilwoman Ina Vernikoff has invited Benjamin Netanyahu to New York City on January the 1st. That is the day of Zoran Mamdani's inauguration. Well, the councilwoman is here joining us in New York City, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why'd you invite him?
So, you know, I think Zoran Mamdani, the radical 34-year-old Marxist, and his comrades are about to find out that there is no money growing on trees for free buses, and you can't arrest foreign diplomats. So I invited Bibi, of course, because the Jewish community in New York City is having a lot of anxiety about this guy becoming mayor. They're scared for their safety, they're scared for their children, and it would be a great symbol of a bond between Israel and the New York City's Jewish community to come here and, you know, just be with the Jewish people, be
it's
with
a
New
challenge.
York City.
You're challenging Mamdani to arrest him.
The other reason that I did that is to expose him for the fraud that he is, because Zoran Mamdani is a scam. The mayor of New York City has no legal authority to arrest a sitting prime minister. In fact, it is illegal. The United States is not a signatory to the Rome Statute, which created the ICC, which has a warrant out for his arrest. It is essentially a kangaroo court. And it's just, he's going to become the laughingstock when the prime minister comes here and he can't arrest him.
Have you invited, well, I know you've invited him. Have you got a response from him yet?
Well, I don't kiss and tell, but I can assure.
Yeah. Yeah, we're ready to deal with him. It's going to be stupid. It's going to be stupid all the way around. But what's different with the left right now? Every direction you look, they're stupid. And yet they think that they're making points. Their own party members are turning away from them. I'm going to give you one of the more stupid ideas that Mamdani has for how to police New York City. This is going to be rich. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com.
So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Of course you can't have social workers respond to 911 calls. It's like, you know, when they say you can't bring a knife to a gunfight. This is like bringing a napkin to a gunfight. So what is he going to do? Social worker shows up, give a little Xanax to the criminal. It's not going to work. It's ridiculous.
Back to Netanyahu for a second. Where would he speak? I mean, would he address a special meeting of Jewish folks in New York or the United Nations? What do you propose?
Oh, we have a lot of plans for Bibi. It's going to be great.
You are confident that he's coming, aren't you?
He's going to come. He's going to come to New York City. We're going to have Bibi here.
One more. Mandani proposes universal child care. $6 billion a year. It's not going to happen, is it?
Just like the rest of the proposals that he's making, it cannot happen. What are we going to do? We're going to take away, in order for that to happen, we need to tax the rich, the 1%, corporations. Well, what's going to happen is they're just going to flee New York City because, quite frankly, it's going to become a crime-ridden city even more than it is now. There's garbage everywhere. There's no incentive for corporations and rich people to stay here. And then when they flee, the burden is going to shift to the middle class and the poor.
Yeah, it's all planned out. It's exactly the way it will fall apart. Mandani mommy has no idea of what the kids are going to do once they get in the kitchen. They're going to throw flour everywhere. They're going to make a mess. Then they're going to get the syrup out. They're going to put that everywhere. And mommy Mandani will sit there and smile, that big flashy smile, show that he's so charismatic. And he understands, and he's willing to work with the people, but they're not going to be willing to work with him. He wants to basically make it clear to everyone that I know what I'm doing. He had no idea what he's doing. He's not had any idea since the day he ran, much less being running for city council. But now... right now, he's absolutely lost. There was a political movie years ago, and I cannot recall the name of it. I'm sorry I did not get a chance to do that part of my research today. I do a lot of research, but I failed on this point. I'll admit, I failed. There is a candidate that runs for office. I want to say Robert Redford is the candidate. I could be wrong. He runs for office. He gets elected. And the first question to his campaign manager is, now what? I mean, really? I mean, we made all these promises. Now, what do? How do we make them happen? And they're both perplexed because nothing he proposed was going to work. Nothing he had in mind would ever come to pass. And he's got a big juggernaut on the other side to go against him. His own party members are turning against him, and yet he is convinced that, well, we won, but you didn't win, and your people suffer. And there's so much fraud going on right now that you cannot stay on top of it. Just yesterday, Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa, Republican, introduced legislation that would prevent the abuse of government contracts after several hundreds of millions of dollars went to, are you listening? Hundreds of millions of dollars went to bribery schemes over the last several decades. Allegations of a $100 million fraud scheme through the abuse of the Small Business Administration program, the very program that is supposedly going to help small businesses get their feet on the ground. It was being ripped off. Now, you take every dollar that would have been going to them to help them build their business, and you rip it off from them, they don't have that money. Ernst, who serves as the Senate Small Business Committee chair, introduced the Stop Contracting Fraud to Build or Prevent No Bid Awards until there's a detailed audit. How in the hell did we ever get to this anyway? We don't need a bid. Now, there are times that a bid gets accepted. It may not be the best, but it might be the might not be the lowest price, but it is the best considering everything that's going to be provided. Some of those are legit. Some are very stinky. I mean, hold your nose as you walk past them. The Director of Contracts at ATL, which is a government solutions group, acknowledged his company was a pass-through, They got $100 million contract. They kept $65 million. Nice work if you can get it. And another firm got $45 million to fulfill the contract. Let me put it to you this way. You hire me, and I want $100 million for this project. I'm going to get it done. But I'm going to hire somebody. Jerome, you in for this? I'm going to hire Jerome, and I'm going to give him $20 million of the $100 million contract. Yeah, you're good. You're happy. It's fraud. Sorry I put you behind prison, buddy. And same thing with myself. Do you realize, by the way, in the Pacific Palisades fire back in California from January, there are still people living in temporary housing? The Palisades of California, one of the premier pristine areas, it was until people were dumping and pissing everywhere and starting fires. They still have, at this last report, oh, they buried the number here, so I got to really look closely at it. 75% of those surveyed in the Pacific Palisades residents and 67% of the Altindo residents are still in temporary housing. How is that happening? We got people homeless on the street. We continue to help them. We continue to help the illegals. And these folks had property, and it got burned out. They cannot get insurance. They cannot get anything done. And nobody is coming to help them. Oh, wait, excuse me. I have an idea. Send me your money. Put your hand on the TV and your other hand in your wallet, and you write me a check for $500 million. I'll make sure some of those people get a place to stay. I'll get a better place, I can promise you that. We continue to have problems with our administration in so many ways, and I say the administration is the ones behind the scene that just refuse to let things go, and in particular, that's the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. You didn't think I was going to make it through without talking about Epstein, did you? Of course not. Donald Trump is calling for House Republicans to take a vote and release the files, release all of them, saying it's time for the nation to move on from this Democrat hoax. Now, you do know that on the left, they say, this is no hoax. We only talk the truth, Mr. President. I'm Leslie Stahl, CBS News. We only deal in the truth. You lie. Now, I don't care whose name is wrapped up in this. I want all the files open. Unless they are a victim, I want it exposed. And we need to do it sooner than later. Well, what are we going to do in the meantime? We're going to do everything we can to find a way to get people held accountable. And believe me, there are plenty of people to be held accountable. I'll give you a perfect example. We have shipyards right now that they are trying to reintroduce its reinstatement at the time of service members got separated because they declined a COVID-19 shot from 6 months to two. I just had a bout with COVID. I'm absolutely clean and clear now. Maybe I don't sound it, but I am. And I made sure I was clean to come to work again so I wouldn't infect anyone else. But now there's a new plan to say the Navy is going to step up and they're going to get our people back into position because we had this great big adversary called China, the ones who released this thing on us. It's about time for us to bring them to account and deal with them. And that we're going to do. And in fact, we're going to do it sooner than later.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, shawrealtors.com. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. I just checked the events planned at Lit Cigar Lounge, so I'm planning a lot of time there. Top-of-the-line cigars, premium whiskey. Check out litstl.com and join me. Hey, and if we get hungry, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, just a few doors down. We can order from the menu, be at our table within minutes. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley and Lit Cigar Lounge, litstl.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know. hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go. Real slow. Don't you see that your scene is perfect?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
As we saw in this past election, sadly, we ain't ready. That's why I'm like, don't even look at me about running, because you all are lying. You're not ready for a woman. You are not. So don't waste my time. You know, we got a lot of growing up to do. And there's still, I'm sadly, a lot of men who do not feel like they can be led by a woman. And we saw it.
Huh. What rang her bell? That's Michelle Obama speaking to a group saying, don't look at me. I'm not going to run again. You don't want a woman to be president. I don't want that woman to be president. I can tell you that. And I don't want Hillary to be president. There are some other women that I would consider to be president. Presidential timber. But Michelle suddenly got us on a stage and got an audience saying, don't look at me. Don't look at me. I'm not going to run. I am not going to. You don't want me to be president. No man wants to work for a woman. Her marriage might be different than most marriages I know. Generally, the man works for the woman, huh? Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Give me an amen. But she wants to, you believe that this country is not ready for a female president. We may not be. I think we were not really ready for a black president. No Bill Clinton, that was not you. You were not the first black president. But we got through it, and some issues have come up, and some traps and snares and nasty stuff, but that's why you wanted to run the country. We have a lot of people in this country that are fully qualified on various levels. Would Vance end up seceding Trump? Would Rubio come in? Would the two of them come in? I still say something that I've driven home repeatedly. I would really like to see Ted Cruz, not as president, but as a member of the U.S. Supreme Court justice. I want his legal mind in play, and I want it there for a long time to come, not just subject to the whim and ills of the electorate and how the votes go. I want Ted Cruz. I want a constitutional lawyer who will stand there in the midst and fight our phrase for us based upon the language of the Constitution. Not what I wish it were with some ice cream and cherry on top. I want it the way it is. Will it always be what I like? I doubt it. But that's the beauty of it. The Constitution is a living, breathing thing. Things change. Times change. People change. But those who are strict constructionists, they don't change. They stick to the fact that the Constitution is the Constitution and the law of the land. So we're talking about earlier about the Navy and what it's trying to do right now to try to straighten some of this mess out that happened. But before I get to that, I want to go back one more time to the well. Michelle, my bell, the well, because she has something. I would think this sounds racist, but then I'm not a racist, or am I? I think she is. Listen.
Let me explain something to white people.
Yeah.
Our hair comes out of our head naturally in a curly pattern. So when we're straightening it to follow your beauty standards, we are trapped by the straightness. That's why so many of us can't swim. And we run away from
swim.
The water. People won't go to the gym because we're trying to keep our hair straight for y'all. It is exhausting, and it's so expensive, and it takes up so much time. Braids are for y'all so we can work harder and focus on the work. So why do we need an act, an act of law, to tell white folks to get out of our hair? Don't tell me how to wear my hair. Don't wonder about it. Don't touch it. Just don't.
Just don't. I have no intention of touching your hair. But if I recall the last photos I've seen of her, straight hair. So she chose to do it that way. Now, some would say that's ironing the hair. Some would say hair straightener. I don't care. It's your hair. Do what you want with it. But she wants, again, to make that a racist play. Y'all trying to tell me how to wear my hair. And black people can't swim because of a nappy head. Is that what she's trying to say? You know, there are three classes of idiots. Idiot number one, idiot number two, and idiot number three. She qualifies on all three. But don't tell me how to do my hair. I don't want you to touch my hair. Actually, I have no desire to touch your hair. There's an American that has a message he wanted to share to all America, and in particular those on the left. Those that are so entranced by members of the left who think this is the way out. This is the way we will get equality, because we don't have equality now. We don't have straight hair. We have curly hair. We can't swim. We can't figure out a thing. Things get twisted in our mind and our hair. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're talking about, but this guy actually is speaking to the truth.
You know, folks, the Democratic Party, the Socialist Party, the Liberal Marxist Party really must think their voters are very stupid. They are preparing to give you Gavin Newsom and Pritzker of Chicago to be the nominees, or let's say they pushing for it. Two states that is ran like hammer dog two governors that can't manage. California, high price, high cost of living. It's totally ridiculous. This is what I'm going to say to you. It's time for you to run like hell and change sides. Come to the other side and change teams.
Yeah, it is. Because what do they got to offer for you? Nothing. They have nothing to offer. They will promise you everything. But when it gets down to it, they have nothing to offer you. There's a man who's made it very clear. He said, look, I think too many of those on the left, they're just stuck there. They can't figure out how to get loose. It's very easy. You walk away and you cast your ballots as you would your walk. I don't want to leave you on a sad note on this date, but I want you to consider something which we have brought up before on this program. It's the kind of thing that says we have so much to give, so much to share, and yet we're not doing it. Because we're giving it to all the wrong people. People that do not deserve it. People that take advantage of it. People that will use it to take away from you. I was watching a video the other day. I don't even recall the sense of it. There were three children preschooler maybe. Should I say the obligatory black kid was in the group? Yeah, okay. And the other two were white. I didn't see an Asian, didn't see an Indian, but the idea was represented. And the kids were just sitting there learning, counting, and the alphabet. Many of you are young enough to remember when Sesame Street first appeared on the air. It was proclaimed as a great teaching tool for kids. They would get into the different characters. They would get into counting. They would get into sharing. They would get into how to treat each other nice. Where is all that now? It's been sucked up by the Disney World intersexual change push on kids. Every child now, unless they want to say, I'm a rainbow, they're looked at with disdain. They're not given any credit for having any thought of their own. They are mocked. They're slandered, they're slurred, and in the end, they are damaged. We need more parents to stand up. And I think we're beginning to see it. I think we're seeing more and more young people coming out of colleges, men and women, that recognize that this has been wrong. This is a total social experiment gone wrong. When Gavin Newsom the other day made it clear that we need to do more to humanize young boys, we need to give them more empowerment. He wasn't talking about going out and getting a gun and shooting people. He's talking about forming friendships and alliances. The biggest group of young people currently dissatisfied, according to all the surveys, is young women. They are lost. They don't have any man in their life. Not saying that a man would make it perfect for them, but they don't have anyone. They don't have a father. What they're surrounded by is a bunch of mealy mouse little mini-minis who all cry the same thing. No one will take responsibility. Do you think it's time to take responsibility? I do. I think it's time we take responsibility, and I am back to corporal punishment. Yes. Now, I got to tell you, if I got a spanking at home, at school, when I got home, I got a double spanking. And Lord help me if I made any kind of mistake during the summer while playing outside and I did something wrong. My dad would grab me so fast. And he used a board. I don't mean a bullets in it and holes and everything, but I mean he used a board. He sometimes his belt. Not the belt buckle, but the belt. I look back at my childhood and I have great memories of the discipline that we all had then. And you knew if you and Tommy got in trouble, Tommy's mother was going to tell on you. That's how we maintained decorum in the neighborhood and peace. It is simple as that, looking out for other kids as you would your own. Unfortunately, we created through generations a welfare and drugs, generations that have been led down the road to nowhere. except the grave. It is not too late to save a lot of these kids. It is not too late. I encourage you to put them in your prayer each and every night. Pray for them. Pray that they will be filled with joy and health, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And you know what would come out of that? Good. There's nothing bad in there at all. It will be good. And remember our pledge. One nation under God.
Follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.